News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
One driver was arrested 7 times by Gardaí on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. That's according to the 2023 annual report from the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, joined us. Geraldine, I had to read that twice to make sure it wasn't a mistake. How can somebody be arrested 7 times for drink driving?
I know, it seems extraordinary. It really does. And it wasn't just a one-off. 22 were arrested 3 times. I mean, there's a long list of those. So the medical report that came out yesterday, there's a number of worrying things. I think the really worrying thing is that very little has changed over the past 10 years. As you say, there is an issue with repeat offenders. And also those who are arrested seem to be either very drunk or well in excess of the minimum levels for drugs also. So, you know, we seem to have generally over the last decade having a trend towards moving away from drunk driving, away from speeding, away from all of these things, even though we have had numbers go up quite high in the last 2 years. Generally, the trends are good, but with drink driving, it doesn't seem to be good.
Yeah, I'm just reading the quote from the director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, Professor Dennis Cusack. These figures have changed very little over the last 10 years, he says.
Yeah, and yet if we look at the age breakdown of the people being arrested, I mean, you know, 23% of males, 23% were male, aged between 13 and 24, 27% were 25 to 34. When we think of drink driving, I think a lot of people think, oh, it's older people, it's lonely people in rural Ireland, it's going to the pub, they need a social life, they need whatever. That's not actually what's happening on the roads. It seems, and I mean, the fact that this is, you know, prevalent for the last 10 years, these are young people that the message is simply not getting through to.
So what do we need to do?
Well, I mean, I know it's very difficult to target that particular age group, particularly with media becoming more and more fragmented. But, I mean, something needs to be done. Either, I know the RSA at the moment are running campaigns about if you lose your licence, you lose your independence. I think there's a big issue with drink driving and with drug driving, that you put your life at risk. You put the risk of passengers, the lives of passengers at risk as well. You know, I think we need to hammer home that message a bit more clearer than just if you lose your license, you know, it'll be an inconvenience.
Yeah, what about this alcohol ignition interlock devices? They've been used in other EU countries for those who have offended once. Is that an option?
Yeah, there is. It's approved at the moment in Ireland and it's due to be rolled out basically on a voluntary basis for the likes of fleet operators and commercial operators. Now, there are a few operators
in Ireland. Do you have to literally blow in a bag before the ignition will go on? How does it work?
Yeah, so basically that's how it works. So you have to blow into it. It's set at different levels, so it can be set for low, very low levels for professional drivers, and you cannot start the car if you exceed the limit. Now, it's used in Belgium, it's used in France and Poland quite extensively, and it has been found to be very useful for repeat offenders. The only thing that's interesting about the research, though, Shane, is it works well as long as it's in the car, but it does very little to change behaviour long term. So people will, you know, obviously have to comply with it when it's there, but again, tackling this problem over a long term, you know, it's a solution for the short term, but it doesn't seem to have a great impact long term.
Okay, we will leave it there. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.